Come listen to A Prophet's Voice, A Lesson in Reverence by President Thomas S. Monson. I was a boy during the Great Depression. I remember children wearing galoshes because they had no shoes and going hungry because they had no food. These were difficult times. A bright light of hope shining amidst the gloom was primary. I was 10 years old. I had a marvelous teacher. I look back upon that year as my finest in primary, and I must say it was because of my wonderful teacher. It wasn't because the boys in the class were particularly enlightened or unusually well-behaved. On the contrary, the laughter of the boys and the chatter of the girls at times must have been most disconcerting to our primary leaders. One day, as we left the chapel for our classrooms, I noted that our primary president remained behind. I paused and observed her. She sat all alone on the front row of the benches, took out her handkerchief, and began to weep. I walked up to her and said, "Sister Georgelle, don't cry." She said, "I'm sad." I responded, "What's the matter?" She said, "I can't control the trail builders. Will you help me?" Of course I answered yes. She said, "Oh, that would be wonderful, Tommy, if you would." What I didn't know then is that I was one of those responsible for her tears. She had effectively enlisted me to aid in achieving reverence in our primary. And we did. When President Monson was young, 9 to 11-year-old boys in primary were known as trail builders. The girls were called home builders. From Primary Days, Ensign, April 1994, pages 65 to 68. You can make a difference, too, activity. Even though he was just one boy, President Monson helped make his primary a more reverent place. Think of three ways you could help to do this in your primary. Write your ideas below and then try them. See what a difference you can make. End of the article. Come listen to A Prophet's Voice, A Lesson in Reverence by President Thomas S. Monson.